We've missed you.
In this part of the show, my beloved husband and myself will try and answer some of your problems that you've been sending in.
Yes. We've received so many letters since last week. But before I begin, I have to say what I always say. Although we offer opinions, choosing to follow them is your own decision, and we are not financially or legally responsible for the consequences.
Our first letter comes from a young lady called Emily. She says, I am 34 years old and I've been married for more than 5 years. I've always worked days and my husband has always worked nights. And recently I've begun to suspect him of having an affair. How about that, Bernie?
Well, you know, I think he's not having an affair. You work different hours. You're probably just lonely. Tell him to put 2 weeks off and go away somewhere nice together.
No. I think he is having an affair. It happens to a lot of couples. I've been through this myself. That's right. Bernie here had a brief spell of infidelity. Yes. When he slipped one to the tart 3 doors down the road from us.
It was just once. I was very drunk and we'd had a row.
As soon as I found out, I confronted him about it. We discussed the matter and as soon as Bernie was out of hospital, we managed to rekindle our relationship. Isn't that right, Bernie?
That's not how I remember it.
No, that's right. So I say confront him. And if that doesn't work, resort to violence.
The next letter is from a chap called Thomas. Nice to see the boys writing in for a change. Keeps the side up. And he writes, Dear Bernie and Phyllis.
I thought we agreed it was Phyllis and Bernie.
What?
Phyllis and Bernie. That's what the show's called. Phyllis and Bernie. That's what we agreed.
And what did I say?
Bernie and Phyllis. Really? You do this on purpose.
Oh, I was reading.
You read it wrong.
Well, that's what he wrote.
I don't care. You read it wrong.
Dear Phyllis and Bernie, I have been seeing my girlfriend for 3 years now, and since having our first child, a beautiful baby boy, my girlfriend has lost all interest in sex. Well, it's fairly normal for a woman to go off sex after having a baby, and also, a relationship isn't a one-way street. Try bringing the matter up with her. Also, try switching the charm on a bit, with some mood lighting and maybe a romantic meal. Soon she'll be asking you for sex.
I disagree.
You do?
I do. I disagree. What's his name? Thomas. Well, Thomas, a woman's business is her own, and if she doesn't want to have sex, she shouldn't be made to.
No, no one's making her.
They should have separate beds, like me and you do. That always keeps the passion alive, doesn't it?
Well, not really.
And then once every other month, if he's been good and showered before, you can invite him in for 15 minutes. But if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. And I would call the police and get him arrested for attempted rape if he even thinks about touching you when you're not in the mood.
As I said before, this is only guidance. It's your choice if you wish to take it or ignore it.
But you should do what I said.
No, you can't say that.
She should. That Thomas, is it? That Thomas is a monster. She should definitely do what I said.
No, you can't say that.
But she should.
No, she shouldn't.
Stop being like this, Bernie.
No, she and Thomas should make their own decisions.
Then why did they write to us?
For our opinions.
No, they wanted yours.
They did. They wanted both of our opinions equally to get some perspective on the matter.
So they could then agree with me.
No, they didn't. And for legal reasons, they should do whatever they bloody well want to. If that includes having a romantic meal or getting separate bedrooms and never having sex again, then fine. But it is not limited to those two things.
Do we have any more letters?
Yes. One other one. Dear Bernie and Phyllis.
Phyllis and Bernie.
Dear Phyllis and Bernie. My wife is a dried-up old dirtbox of a woman. Her little quirks, which I once loved, have now ground me down over the years and have become agonising in the extreme. I grind my teeth all day and my skin is peppered with a rash brought on by stress. I've tried to leave her many times now, but she's got such a financial hold on me that I could never leave her for good. I want to ask her for a divorce, but I'm not sure how to go about it.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a very common problem. Now, who's that one from?
That's from me.
Bernie!
That's all we have time for on the Phyllis and Bernie show. We'll see you next week when we'll be discussing alimony. Tina. Tina, hi. It's Mike. Oh, no, what do you mean, which Mike? Mike, you know, Mike. No, I've not phoned you to beg you back. That's not my style. Well, that was a one-off, and it was ages ago. I was very, very emotional anyway. I had some bad clams or something, and I went delusional for a moment. I'm over that. I'm completely over it. Totally over it. Why? Did you want to get back together? What? No, me neither. No, I've changed. Yep, the whole lot has changed since I last saw you, believe me. I'm circumcised now. Of course I wasn't before. You can't do it twice. Well, a week ago. The stitches came out today. Oh, that's the reason I was calling you. If you wanted to, you know, have a go on it. It's still a bit swollen, so I thought it best to make the most of it. What? What? Why would I be outside? I'm not a stalk. Oh, come on, that was only once. I was on your street, but it was a coincidence. I was waiting for someone, and they were 5 hours late. 5 hours late, yeah, but, crying? No. I've been peeling onions. No, I'm not in the street, at work. The smell was still on me. No, I often take onions into the office. They're one of your five a day, after all, and much healthier than apples. What? Yes, I'm sure they keep the doctor away, too. Why did I choose to phone you? I don't know, I just thought, you know, well, you'd seen it before, and, well, I thought, I kind of hoped that you could give me some, you know, before and after feedback. Well, why wouldn't you remember it from before? We did it more than once. Yes, really, well, twice. 5 years ago, was it? Really? Oh, God, where does the time go? So is that a no, then? Okay, there's no need to be like that, okay, Shh, calm down. If I send you a photo, will you just take a quick squeeze? What? Well, no, just a quick look. No, it's not creepy. Hello? No? Cut off. Hello, is that Lisa? My name's Mike. We went to primary school together? Yeah, little Mikey from school. Yeah, Mikey. Now, you may not remember this, but once before swimming class, I showed you my penis.
Hello, welcome to Flipworth Cinemas. How can I help?
One adult ticket and one cat, please.
Excuse me?
One adult ticket and one cat ticket, please.
Meow. We don't do cat tickets.
What do you mean you don't do cat tickets?
We don't have them on the system.
Are you telling me that I can't take my cat in to see this movie? That man in front of me was taking his dog in.
That was a guide dog.
But he's my guide cat, and he's been really looking forward to a movie.
We don't let cats in.
You should have a sign up or something.
Okay, we let him in this time, but he's got to buy an adult ticket.
An adult ticket? But he's only 4 years old.
The cat reaches maturity after a year.
He spends all day licking himself and sleeping in the sun. Does that sound mature to you?
I know plenty of adults who want to do that too.
Oh, I don't think this is fair.
Well, you can always wait till it's out on DVD.
Oh, go on then. But it's only because he's been looking forward to it so much. So, two adults for Terror Warfare at two.
Terror Warfare?
Yes, Terror Warfare. He's been very much looking forward to it.
So that film's rated 18?
Well, I'm 46.
But your cat isn't?
Not in human years.
Not in cat years either.
He's an adult.
But an adult cat.
And a very big fan of Vin Diesel.
But he's not 18.
No.
So he's not coming in.
But he's got an adult with him.
It doesn't make him 18.
He's very mature for his age.
Not coming in.
Oh, well, two for Garfield, please.
Do you want any refreshments too?
Yes. A large salted popcorn and a can of whiskers. Meow.
Okay, so that's a dry white wine for Sir and a spritzer for Madame. Are you ready to place your orders now?
Yes. I will have a biscuit, please.
A biscuit?
Yes, and my date will have a biscuit too.
I'm sorry, there are no biscuits.
Oh, they're out of biscuits. They must have had a rush on.
No, sir, we're not out of biscuits.
Oh, great, I'll have a cherry dodger and my date will have a pink wafer, thank you.
No, sir, we're not out of biscuits, as there was never any biscuits.
No biscuits?
No, sir.
No biscuits?
No, sir.
What sort of restaurant doesn't have biscuits?
Most restaurants, sir.
Most restaurants?
Afraid so, sir.
Are you sure?
Quite sure, sir.
Well, why don't you check with the chef?
Don't think I need to check with the chef.
Well, you are willing to pay.
I'm sure you are.
I mean, it's just a biscuit.
I know.
Just one biscuit. Each. You want one biscuit each. No, actually, no. I'll have two. Two biscuits. My date will just have one, so that'll be three biscuits in total. So two for me and one for my date. In fact, no, actually, I'll have her second biscuit, so that's four in total. That's two each, but my date will have one and I'll have the other one. So that's three for me and one for my date. Would you be so kind?
I'm afraid there are no biscuits.
Well, just a bourbon.
No, sir.
A party ring.
No, sir.
Garibaldi?
There are no biscuits, sir.
None?
Afraid not.
Not at all.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Do I have to kick off?
Don't think that'll help, sir.
I'll give it a go anyway.
Please don't.
This is an outrage, a bleeding outrage. You call yourself a restaurant. My wife and I just want a biscuit, just a bleeding biscuit, for crying out loud. Blah, 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 blah. You get the picture, right?
Oh, yes.
You can tell I'm angry, right?
Yes, very angry.
Any biscuits?
No biscuits.
Would it make a difference if I told you that I'm a secret millionaire looking for someone to reward financially for meeting my culinary needs?
Is that true?
Well, no, but my date thinks it's true. If you keep up the act, I'll make it worth your while.
£50.
Deal.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you demand biscuits and biscuits you shall have, I will just go see the chef to get some specifically.
I'm sure our biscuits won't be a minute now, my love.
Do you have £50 to pay that man?
No.
This is why we can't go to restaurants anymore.
Your biscuits, sir.
What? I just really like biscuits.
I just wanted to have a little chat.
Oh, why? What is it?
Well, we've been going out for I don't know how long.
14 months.
14, really? As long as that?
Yeah, 14 months, 2 weeks and 3 days.
Yes, yes, and while I think things were quite good to begin with...
They're even better now.
Well, no.
What do you mean?
Well, what with my new job and your obsessive compulsive disorder, I think we've been growing in separate directions.
What are you trying to say?
I think we should split up.
Well, I don't.
I'm sorry?
I don't think we should split up.
But I do.
Well, it's not all about you.
Say what?
There's give and take in every relationship.
But there isn't a relationship anymore.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
But I want to split up.
Well, I don't.
Well, we can't carry on like this.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Just think about yourself. Don't you worry about me.
I'm thinking about you. I don't want to be locked into this passionless relationship.
If you carry on like this, you're going to lose me.
Good. I've been trying to lose you since we got together.
Well, you always say that.
Yeah, and I always mean it too. But I'm not taking no for an answer this time.
I can't believe you. I gave you the best 14 months of my life and this is how you repay me.
This isn't going anywhere.
You don't even want to give it 6 more months.
No.
3 months.
No.
1 more month.
No more months.
2 weeks.
No. We're over. This is through. This is finished.
I can't believe. I gave you the best 14 months of my life and this is how you repay me. And to think I'd finally made the decision that I was going to have sex with you.
Okay, 2 more weeks.
Oh! We're not doing it tonight, though. I've got a headache. Oh, yeah, things always dry up around February and March time, but they pick up again in April. I'm not that worried about it.
Well, that's good news. Glad things are going well for you.
Thank you.
So, where are you from?
Leeds.
What part of London's that?
No, I don't come from London. Leeds.
Oh, is that a suburb?
No, it's a different place.
Not London?
No, it's a whole other city.
But you're moving to London?
No.
Why not?
Because I live in Leeds. My house is in Leeds, as is my husband and my family. We're all from Leeds.
Really?
Really.
How can you not live in London?
Easily. I like where I live.
But we've got everything in London. We've got McDonald's.
There are McDonald's everywhere.
We've got WH Smith's.
My daughter works in a WH Smith.
Oh, she lives in London, does she?
No, she lives in Leeds.
So she commutes?
We have WH Smith's there too.
Yeah, I can't get my head round this.
Really? Really, is it that difficult?
Arnold, Dawn here says she doesn't live in London.
What? Really? Oh, so you're down to look at houses?
No, I'm not.
Oh, so you've already got somewhere. When do you move in?
No, Arnold, she says she doesn't want to live in London.
Doesn't want to live in London? Why on earth not? You know we've got McDonald's, right?
There are McDonald's everywhere.
Apparently.
What about WH Smith's?
They had those too, apparently.
Really? My. They've come a long way, haven't they? Do you get confused by all the pigeons that we have? They're not sky demons. They won't attack you. Bless simple folk, aren't they?
Yes. How did you get here? Did you take a donkey?
I know what pigeons are, and I didn't come here on a donkey. I took a train. It's only 200 miles away.
Ah, yeah, but France is only 100 miles away, and they don't even have trains.
They have trains in France.
Do they?
Yes, that's how you get there. Haven't you ever been?
Remind me, is France in London?
No.
Oh, then no, I've not been.
Why not?
Well, they don't have McDonald's.
Oh, God, right, that's it, I'm leaving.
Where are you going to go to?
Leeds.
Got to catch the last donkey back.
Yes, if that's what you want to believe, I'm going back to Leeds where it's all fairies and elves and I live in a mushroom and eat denim. So if you don't mind, I must go because there be beasties here and I don't want one of those London sky demons to get me.
I told you.
I know. No WH Smith's either. That numpty there was mixing the cement on the board, then putting it in the mixer. He said he didn't realise. He thought that's where you put it when it's done. It's the mixer. If we were going to do it like that, then they'd just call it a cement bucket.
Well, look, Gov, there's another one down there.
Huh? Oh! You all right, love? You want to shag me?
Don't be a tight ass, love. Go on, show us your tits.
Yeah. Nothing?
Must be a lesbian.
Must be. Only excuse.
Oh, look, there's another one.
All right, darling. Let's do sex!
Go on, get your tits out! Go on! Just one of them, just one then! Must be another one.
Must be having a convention or something.
Bleeding lesbian conventions.
Yeah. Anyway, back to work.
Sometimes I wonder how successful this chatto approach could possibly be.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, look, there's another one!
Where?
Where? In the suit! Look, just get out of the car!
Oh, sweet cheeks! You're going to come up here and nosh me off?
You're going to come up here and show us your tits?
Hang on, what's she doing?
Oh my God, she's coming up here.
Really?
Yeah, she's coming up now.
Oh God. Oh my God. What am I going to do?
I don't know. I've never had this happen before.
Hello. Do you know why I'm here?
You're going to sex us.
No. I'm from the Board of Prevention of Sexual Harassment in the Workplace.
Really?
Yes, and we've had a lot of complaints about the things you shout at the women who pass this building site.
Well, you don't know what it's like being up here so long. It's just a bit of banter.
It's not banter to those you're shouting at. It's derogatory and disrespectful. You wouldn't like it if I shouted at you now, would you?
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey now, it's comments like that that got you into trouble in the first place, isn't it? Now, I can't have any more sexist or derogatory comments like this in the workplace. Oi, oi, pretty boy, you're going to whip out your cock and give it a fap him and I'm going to have to come down and do it for you. Oh, gosh, sorry. I don't know what came over me.
It's the height, love. It does it to all of us.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Listen, forget everything I said.
Come on, love, let's get you a cup of tea.
9 sugars, please.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Give me your money.
Beg your pardon?
Give me your money.
Oh, right. How much do you need?
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah. Give me all your money now.
You see, that's quite a large investment for me. Can you provide some sort of financial security on this investment?
I've got a knife.
Oh, right. And you wish to use the knife as some sort of collateral for the loan?
You what?
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to see the knife before I can make any decisions. Right. Oh, no. You see, this isn't a very good knife at all. You see, in the knife business, this is what is referred to as a makeshift knife, or a shiv. I'm afraid it's not really of any value.
Well, I made this myself, but it's really sharp.
Yes, and as much as I admire your enthusiasm, your craftsmanship doesn't have the skill or precision that a noted knife manufacturer does, so I can't give you the full amount.
No, I want all your money.
Well, unless you can provide some other form of down payment. Oh, is that bling you're wearing?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, this is very nice. Yes, this will do. Do you have any more?
Look, I've got this watch.
That's great, I'll take that as well. What are they all trainers? They're probably worth a lot.
No, I think there's 100 sheets I'll put down on there.
Oh, yeah, well, give me those. Oh, are these designer trousers?
No, I think they're fake, mate.
Ah, well, they look pretty swish to me. Go and take them off. Oh, yes, these are very nice. Look.
I got them from the market.
Oh. You got a bargain, my friend. An absolute bargain. I'd run down there first thing in the morning and buy some more.
Yeah, you're right. I'll do that.
Yes, these are very nice. Anyway, what was it you wanted again?
All your money.
Oh, yes, sir. Here's my wallet. Pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah, and you. This wallet's empty, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Can I have my stuff back?
No, you can't. Wah, wah, wah.
This special episode of The King's North Lobotomy has been produced to coincide with Ellen Montelletti's photographic exhibition. It has starred
Lawrence Robinson
and
Jenny Walters.
The scripts were written by Scott Kingsnorth.
The music was composed and performed by the Enigma Ed Field.
It was produced and directed by Scott Kingsnorth and me, Samuel Marley.
Ellen Montelletti's exhibition can be seen at the Trinity Theatre in Tunbridge Wells from the 9th to the 31st of July.
Please like The King's North Lobotomy on Facebook to be kept up to date with lobotomy news.
I am Scott Kingsnorth, and this has been my lobotomy.